The disciples were in the storm because Jesus told them to make the journey. He wanted to teach them a great spiritual truth that could be learned only in the storm. Remember that the easy way is not always the best way. Someone has written, "I'd rather see a sermon than to hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Good counsel is confusing, but example's always clear." Now, God knows we need both precept and example to learn our lessons well. So He placed a great deal of teaching by principle in the Bible that we might learn the value of faith and how to overcome our fears. But He did not stop with principles alone. He gave us illustrations on how to deal with fear. I call your attention to an event in the life of Jesus recorded in Matthew chapter 14. King Herod had arrested John the Baptist and caused him to be executed. Jesus heard of it and took his disciples to the east side of the Sea of Galilee into a private place where they could rest. But the word of his location spread, and a great multitude of people flocked there to hear him teach. They had hastened so in their journey that the people had brought no food with them. So Jesus performed a miracle in taking a lunch for one little lad, multiplying the food, and feeding several thousand people. The disciples were amazed. They knew they'd never have to worry about food again. Jesus could supply it. But then Jesus directed them to get in a boat and cross back over the Sea of Galilee. He remained behind to send away the crowd that had gathered. The disciples were in the midst of a storm on the sea when night fell upon them. For hours they labored with all their skill, but the wind was contrary and the waves were high. In their distress, Jesus came to them, walking on the water through the storm. They cried out in fear, but Jesus assured them, "It is I. Be not afraid." At Jesus' invitation, Simon Peter got out of the ship to walk to Jesus on the water. Now when Jesus and Simon entered back into the boat, the storm ceased. The disciples came and worshiped Jesus, saying, "Of a truth, you are the Son of God." Now from that incident, let us learn some lessons about how to handle fears. Number one, never be fearful in view of your circumstances. Now the disciples had reason to be afraid in view of their circumstances. They were in a small boat on a large body of water. It was nighttime. They were in the midst of a great storm. They had toiled for hours. Jesus came to them sometime after 3 a.m., and they were unable to make landfall. They were at least 4 miles from the shore. Their lives were in danger. It'd be wise to be afraid in those circumstances, wouldn't it? Ah, but let them turn their thoughts to God. They were there because Jesus told them to make the journey. They had seen great demonstrations of His miraculous power that day in the multiplication of food to feed the multitude. They could be assured that He knew their plight and was able and willing to help them. So let them turn their thoughts to Him. When you are in fearful circumstances, focus on God's commands and God's promises. Be sure you're obeying Him, and you can be assured that He is protecting you, whatever your circumstances. Two Christians met, and one of them asked, "How are you?" The other replied, "Oh, very well, under the circumstances." The first responded, "What are you doing under the circumstances?" So I say to you, get out from under the circumstances and into the will of God. He will relieve your fears. Second, see Jesus as master of your fearful circumstances. Relate your fears to Him, His Word, His promises, His purposes in your life. And remember always, Jesus ordains your circumstances. The disciples were in the storm because Jesus told them to make the journey. He wanted to teach them a great spiritual truth that could be learned only in the storm. So He sent them out into what He knew would be the storm. Remember that the easy way is not always the best way. What you fear may be just what God ordains for you because He knows it will work out what is best for you. Trust Him to ordain your circumstances and trust Him to keep you through them. Jesus knows how you feel in your circumstances. He came walking to the disciples on the water, and his first words were, "It is I, be not afraid." Now, why did he say that? He knew they thought they were seeing a spirit, and he knew they were filled with fear. So knowing how they felt, he spoke to relieve their fears, just as he will do it for you and me. Jesus watches over you in your circumstances. He looked through the storm clouds and saw the disciples working with all their power to save their boat and their lives. He knew what they were facing. When Simon Peter asked to come to him on the waters, Jesus walked Simon toward him, watched him. When the man began to sink, he was there to take his hand and to rescue him. So never accept the thought that Jesus forgets you in your troubles. Never be afraid that he will let you sink. He watches over you tenderly. Jesus comes to you in your circumstances. In the midst of the storm, at 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to the disciples walking on the waters. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and we can trust him to keep his word. An ancient psalmist testified, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." He'll do the same for you. When your circumstances seem to overwhelm you and you see no way out, look for Jesus to appear. I say to you, he is faithful. He will be with you through all conditions. Now, Jesus may or may not change your circumstances. If he does change them, it will be for the better. But if he does not change them, it will be for the purpose of making you better. He stilled the storm for the disciples, and he brought their boat calmly to their destination. Now, he may do that for you. The sickness may be healed. The problem may be solved. The money may be supplied. He may change your circumstances. And if he does, praise him and thank him for it. But on the other hand, he may not. If your circumstances do not change for the better, you will change for the better. He may permit your sickness to continue. He may permit the problem to continue. But just be assured that his purposes are always good, and that his actions are always right. Continue to trust him. Refuse to harbor fears. And oh, let Jesus calm your fears. I rejoice in the statement, straightway or immediately, Jesus spoke to them saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Oh, the joy of hearing his "fear not." Over 100 times in Holy Scripture, God tells us, "Fear not." It is his purpose to deliver us from our fears and strengthen our faith in him. Do you hear his "fear not" spoken to you through this study? Do you learn to trust him even in the storms? Can you face disturbing circumstances without fear? You can if you will adopt Psalm 53:6 as the theme of your life. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Father, we bring you our fears, and we lay them at your feet, and we trust you to undertake in our circumstances, changing them or changing us according to your good will. We trust you to do what is best, and we live without fear because of your loving kindness to us. In the name of Jesus, amen.